Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate.
Good morning, boys.
How good was it to see people back at Warrnambool yesterday and an emotional win for jockey Amy McDonald, trainer Amy McDonald there with the Flying Agent, the heavily backed favourite, winning the Briley.
Yeah, it was fantastic, Jared. It was quite surreal last year watching Warrnambool with the COVID restrictions. There's just no crowds whatsoever. We used to see all those people packed on the hill on the middle of the track and just all the atmosphere on the concourse and around the outside rail as well. So it was great to see a crowd of about 7,000 there yesterday. As you mentioned, Flying Agent won the Briley, which was over the steeples yesterday, the feature race for Darryl Horner Jr., who obviously picked up the ride in quite bizarre circumstances. His brother Lee had a bad fall at Terang last month and broke an ankle, so Darryl was just warming the seat in the Briley, and obviously he got the job done on the odds-on favourite there. The stewards pinged him for a celebration. He seemed up in the irons, Jared, about 50 metres out from home, and gave it a nice celebration, pinged him $1,000, which I don't think he'd be too pleased about, but no doubt he's got a memory for a lifetime winning the Briley there yesterday at Warrnambool.
They'd be getting excited up there on the Central Coast at Gosford with the Coast to take centre stage this weekend.
Yeah, Laurie, just looking at the nominations for this race, obviously final two will be declared a little bit later this morning. It's going to be a pretty good race. A couple of those mares coming through some of the Group 1 races in Nimalee and All Saints Eve. Don't have too many three-year-olds among the nominations. This year, only three or four out of the nominations at the moment, but I think that might potentially change as years go by. Obviously, the four-year-olds have a reasonably strong hand there on the weekend. I've always been a massive fan of having these a few more standalone meetings in New South Wales. I think now that we've got the one at Gosford now, obviously we've got the Kembla and Newcastle at the end of the spring carnival. I think we've got the right sort of balance now. I think sometimes it'll be a bit monotonous for punters going from Randwick to Rose Hill, but I like the addition of these couple extra standalone meetings, and I wish the club up there all the success. I hope they have a really good meeting. Obviously, the Coast is going to be a race that's going to build year on year, hopefully, and I think this year they're going to have a pretty decent field.
Gosh, explosive, Jack. This would be a rare treble, wouldn't it? The Tasmanian Derby, the ATC Derby, and the South Australian Derby, if it can pull it off.
Well, surely no horse has ever done that, Jared. ever. I don't think any horse has won a Tasmanian Australian Derby back-to-back, obviously. But for Kieran Maher and David Eustace, this horse has been up for such a long time. His campaign was so arduous leading up to the championships in the Australian Derby. They continue to space his runs and decide there's no reason to put him in the paddock. So they're sending him down to Adelaide for the South Australian Derby, where I'd imagine he's going to probably start a favourite at the moment. I'm noticing markets that at the moment he's just been a slight easer. But what a story it would be if he win the Tasmanian Derby, Australian Derby and South Australian Derby all in one season. And who's to say he doesn't press on to Queensland and have a crack up there? So what a durable horse. He's been great for racing as a three-year-old. He's certainly stamping his claims for potentially three-year-old of the season and win this Group 1 on the weekend.
What's the latest with Hugh Bowman's appeal, mate?
Yeah, he's had a little win, Laurie. Had a reduction of three meetings from an appeal he incurred at Warwick Farm last Wednesday on a careless riding suspension. Now, it's quite significant because it means he's going to be able to ride Mugger 2 up there in the Doomben Cup in a couple of weeks' time. Hughie is obviously closing in on that landmark of 100 Group 1 wins for his career. He's only a couple of wins away. I think Mugger 2 is going to present him a really, really good chance in that Doomben Cup. So you can understand why Hughie was very keen to appeal that. He got the right result, and hopefully for his sake, he can get the result on Mugger 2 in a couple of weeks' time.
Canterbury today with anything?
Yeah, pretty tricky meeting, Jerry, to be fair. Race 4, number 1, Kookaburra, is going to be my best value on the program. I loved his second up run. He was pretty plain first up, but second up, he jumped out of the ground. I think it's going to be a pretty strong form race there at Canterbury behind Mollycoddle and Ocean Emperor. Don't want the track to be too wet, to be fair. We'll see what it comes up a little bit later this morning after this overnight rain. But I think the market's just missed him in the early markets there. So race 4, number 1, Kookaburra. I think Paul Joyce actually liked him on Sky Thoroughbred Central last night as well. So it's only a small field, but he's the one I'm definitely playing. So I think he looks over the odds to me.
$9 with Tab. 6 runners in that race as it stands. So race 4, number 1, Kookaburra at Canterbury today. Have a good day, mate.
See you, boys.